Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hi, I'm Dr. Gillian Downs-Aline, Assistant Lecturer in the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, June 8, 1952, the Barbados Advocate featured the story of another Barbadian centenarian. This time it was Mrs. Elvira Smith, née Foster, of Freehill St. George, who had been born at Jericho in the same parish in the year 1843 and was 109 years old. The article mentioned that she received private education, but upon leaving school she would marry Joseph Smith, and the union produced 14 children. However, only 5 of her offspring were alive at the time of the article. Though Mrs. Smith had very good eyesight, she had begun to lose her hearing. Nevertheless, this did not deter her from belting out hymns while she took her walks, up to 2 miles on some occasions, as she was once a chorister of the St. George Parish Church. Honoring centenarians was not uncommon to the Barbados Advocate, as in April 1950, it sought to honor another centenarian, Christian Ma Peck Kelman of King Garden, St. Andrew. She is quite possibly the oldest person to have lived in Barbados. Although at the time she was 116 years old, she was still capable of weeding around her land. Paying homage to Barbadian centenarians was not exclusive to the Barbados Advocate. In August 1954, The Bajan, a local magazine, commemorated the significant milestone of Mrs. Rita Watkins, who was celebrating her 105th birthday. Mrs. Watkins' date of birth was recorded as December 19, 1848, and she lived in St. Philip. Like Elvira Smith, she was no stranger to loss, as 5 out of her 6 children predeceased her. Mrs. Watkins, whose husband was a cane cutter, had died in 1920, and she was a plantation laborer. In times of plenty, she worked at Carrington removing trash from the entrance of the mill, but during the hard times, she farmed at Mangrove. Despite the laborious nature of a plantation worker, this did not prevent Mrs. Watkins from entertainment. She stated, "I remember the crop overs when the last load of canes came into the estate yard. There was always a treat. 2 big estate tubs were filled with sweet liquor, and we laborers received salt pork and money. There was music, and we danced to Joe and Johnny." Elvira Smith, born in 1843, might well have enjoyed crop over celebrations too. However, what is certain is that she, as well as Rita Watkins, experienced the labor struggles more commonly known as the Confederation Riots of 1876 and the 1937 revolts in Barbados.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.